Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of fresh, hot manna for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire, and this is going to be some great teaching, is waiting. Waiting. Sometimes waiting is necessary. Waiting. And we are coming from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 12. While you're getting those Bibles ready, I want to remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me, as well as give you a few announcements. You can call in with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by dialing 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can still ensure that you do not miss one teaching of Daily Fire by following the podcast. Do that by texting the message or letters DF, D as in Daily, F as in Fire, to phone number 33222. Again, that's text the message DF to phone number 33222. And you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching as well. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my new ministry website, which is rossi.org. So as opposed to fieldfire.com, the new website is rossi.org, which is my first name, R-A-W-S-I. .org. If anyone goes to the old site, fieldfire.com, it will forward you to rossi.org, so don't worry about that. Finally, two other things. Number one, I will be speaking at the Women of Purpose brunch coming up on next Saturday, July the 27th at 10 a.m. This is sponsored by a special ministry here in Miami. And so all of the information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. They are selling tickets, which are $35 each. It is a great brunch, and it's focused on empowering women. So make sure you just visit the itinerary page of rossi.org and you will be able to purchase tickets there via the speaker as well as one of their panelists. And again, I expect that you're really going to enjoy yourself and have a very, very great time out in attendance. This is sponsored by Tabernacle of Glory in Jesus Christ Ministries here in Miami. And finally, and let's get ready to get into this word, but this is part of it. Finally, my condolences out to my family, where one of our young, sweet, beautiful angels, Shanika Webb, has passed away, mother of two teenage daughters. very young. She's younger than me, unexpectedly. And my family is in my prayers as we, and her mother, her parents, her sister, her mother only has two daughters, and she's one of them. And both are much younger than I am. This was so unexpected. We're praying for my family as we go through this time, and more importantly for them, because they just lost another son. Her mother's sister lost a son about a year ago, and he also was a young man waiting. I'm in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, reading from the KJV. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. Praise the Lord. You know, today, as I was going through some things in preparation to fly out, because the funeral for Shanika is in Alabama. And prior to this happening, I had already scheduled to fly out to Chicago and Detroit because I will be attending the NAACP, or was planning to attend the NAACP National Convention. As well, my first cousin lives in Chicago, and since the flight was taking me through Chicago anyway, I contacted him. I haven't seen him in person in a while. He's like a big brother, so that I could spend time with he and the family. So we're very excited about that. And then, you know, I learned of Shanika's passing, which has really just brought tears to my eyes. So this morning, as I was just thinking and contemplating on changes I need to make with flights and things such as that, and knowing that the Lord each day gives me a new topic, that is why Daily Fire is fresh, hot manna, I thought New Horizons would be the topic. Oh, that'd be a great topic. You know, I'm getting ready to fly out. But no. The Lord said waiting. Sometimes waiting is necessary, and made me think about the wait when you're in line to get to your gate and your terminal to fly out. You know, you got to first get to the airport. Then you get to the airport, you got to wait in line just to get to the terminal, you know, your departure area where you can be dropped off or go park. Then you are inside the terminal and you got to still wait in line. If you don't have any bags to check, you got to wait in line to get through security. If you do have bags to check or tickets to buy, because you didn't buy online, you still got to wait in line. And then even when you get out there and you've gone through all of that and you're ready to depart, guess what? You still got to wait in line. And waiting is so necessary, so much a necessary part of the trip, that the airlines advise you to arrive at least 2 hours early, because there are other delays that can prolong your waiting period. Is everyone here with me? It's not that you are apprehensive that the flight won't occur. It's not that you have anxiety that you won't make it to your destination. Really, the anxiety, it all is built around the waiting. Just getting on the plane. Sometimes waiting is necessary. In the book of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12 that I read unto you, Paul was letting us know that we will not understand everything that God does and every move that he makes all the time. Because, you see, the Bible also teaches us that our thoughts are not God's thoughts, and our ways are not God's ways. So sometimes we are waiting, glory, on an answer. We're waiting to understand why God did what he did. And that's why he let us know in Isaiah 55 and 8 that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Sometimes we just see through the glass darkly. Sometimes our understanding is limited. Sometimes our vision is impaired because everything is in the hands of God, who knows the end before the beginning, but we are left standing there with limited visibility, waiting on the answer to why. But sometimes you can't do anything but wait on God. Why? Shanika, Lord, such a sweet person, great mother. Why her, Lord? Why this divorce? Why this separation? Why this ending or breakup of a relationship? Why the loss of this job? Why, are you with me? Why the loss of this client? Why my mother? Why my father? Why was I abused? Anybody ever ask these questions? Why did this happen to me? Why was I molested? Why, God? Why do I suffer? Why am I always the one who's walked on and defamed or mistreated? Why, God? Why is my church not growing? Why is my ministry stagnant? Why is my business failing? Anybody ask these kind of questions? Come on, I'm standing in proxy for you today. Why, God? Why are my children disobedient? Why, Lord? Why am I this height? Why am I this color? Why do I look this way? Why can't I lose weight? Why can't I gain weight? Why don't I have a car? Why must I ride the bus? Why, God? Why am I always borrowing? Why am I always broke? Anybody been there? Why can't I get out of this cycle of sin? Why am I depressed? Why do I have mental health issues? Why, God? Glory. Sometimes waiting is necessary. Paul said in 13:12, that I read unto you, but then face to face, now I know in part, but there will come a day when I'll understand it better by and by. Brothers and sisters, there will come a day when you will understand why God did what he did. In the book of Daniel, in the Old Testament, chapter 10, verse 12, the angel told Daniel, fear not, don't be afraid. From the first day you prayed, God heard you. But I was delayed fighting spiritual warfare for you to get this answer to you. For 21 days I had to fight the evil that was coming against you, but God heard you the first day. Sometimes you just gotta wait. Psalm 37:1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Your time is coming. Fret not, be anxious not, worry not. Why, God? Because sometimes waiting is necessary. And all you can do when he tells you to wait is wait. But wait actively, not passively. Keep serving, keep praying, keep praising, keep believing. Don't change your declaration. Don't take down. Change your methodologies if necessary. Change your strategies if necessary. Change your confessions if they're not lining up with the word of God. Repent of your sin. Spend more time with the Lord, but don't change the belief if it's within his will. Don't stop believing. Don't stop waiting. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. We just say hallelujah. Our souls magnify you and glorify you today, henceforth, and forevermore. You are God. You are our Father. Hallelujah. You are our heart regulator. You are everything that we need. You are He who is sovereign and answers prayers. Oh, Lord, we come unto you. And we lay on this altar, Father, everything that's binding us. Every anxiety, every worry, all of the stress, all of the sadness, the anger, the unanswered questions. We lay before you the why, God. Why, God? Hallelujah. Why, God? Glory. Why, God? Come on and say it with me. Why, God? We give our why, God, to you. We understand that we see through a glass darkly, but there will come a day. Well, we will know, we will know, we will understand, we will know, we will understand why. But until that day, we keep believing, we keep shouting, we keep confessing, we keep praising, we keep tithing, we keep interceding, we keep giving, we keep going to church, we keep standing on your word, we keep believing from the first day you heard us. Now, Lord, we submit ourselves to you. The devil will not take our joy. He will not take our victory. He will not take our praise. We leave, why God, here right now. We leave it here. Why God, we leave it here. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, I left my why God on the altar today. Say it again, I left my why God on the altar today. And I give God praise. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just come on and praise him. You don't have to keep worrying about why. Sometimes the waiting is necessary. But God still heard you. Let me give the altar call and then we will end with our task for today. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Ooh, glory. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I no longer have to ask why, God. You've already answered me. I've left it on the altar. In Jesus' name, everybody, amen. Come on and praise God. Listen, do not forget to tune in to Daily Fire here with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Come on and just let the tears out. Just release it. Whatever your whys are, you don't have to hide them from God. Release them. You don't even have to worry about him telling anybody. That's how great a God and great of a confidant and friend he is. By calling 323-870-4180. Remember, follow by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. And go to rossi.org to purchase your tickets to come out and worship with me as I speak at the Women of Purpose brunch on Saturday, July 27th. Please keep Shanika's family, children, everybody in prayer. And our topic for today is waiting. Sometimes waiting is necessary. Your task for today is to release every why God, because he heard you, and just praise him because your answer is here. All right, I will see you, well, tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Love you and be blessed. Leave it at the altar.
It's been a long time coming, but I know change.